We read this week Bahar B'chuk Kosai. Bahar B'chuk Kosai, we read before Shavuos. Mor Megillah says, you have to read B'chuk Kosai before Shavuos. Now we have our minig. We finish the Torah every year. It was another minig, finishing the Torah every 3 years. In the place where there was that minig of finishing Torah every 3 years, they read B'chuk Kosai before Shavuos in addition. After Brachos and Klalos. Brachos and Klalos, that means Shavuos is not just we remember what once happened. Mention that for those who were at the Shekhara last night. Shavuos, we have to re-accept the Torah. The Gemara in Shabbos says, very important Gemara in Shabbos, you don't do a dangerous operation before Shavuos. Shavuos is a dangerous time. Before Klal Yisrael accepted the Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, if they accept the Torah, fine. They don't accept the Torah, the world goes back to Tohu Vavohu. No purpose to the world if you don't have Klal Yisrael keeping the Torah. So too, we have to re-accept the Torah. If we don't re-accept the Torah properly in Shavuos, the world just disappears. The world was in abeyance. So we're re-accepting the Torah. But accepting the Torah means brachos uklalos. The Torah is not a good idea, a very good idea. The Torah has consequences. If I keep mitzvahs, there are brachos. If I don't keep mitzvahs, there are klalos. When we accepted the Torah Na'aseh v'Nishma, we did an understanding that there is not just a good idea when we're in the mood. Keeping Shabbos most of the time. There's no such thing as keeping Shabbos most of the time. Either keep Shabbos or you don't keep Shabbos. Not keeping kosher most of the time. All the time with the consequences if you don't keep Shabbos, chayv skila. Well, I like the suit. It's a fancy suit. It makes me feel good. Too bad. You wear shanis, you get malchus. They're brachas. Now, we go, psukim describe the brachas that come with keeping Torah mitzvahs and the clothes that come from not keeping Torah mitzvahs. Now, people like to have great analyses of why human events happen. We're very, very, Torah has a very simple way. If a tzara happens to Klal Yisrael, we have to look what is the Avera. Raman writes in Hilchos Tainis, if we don't introspect, we're achzorim, we're cruel. Because we make sure that it's going to keep going and going and going. That means the Rambam didn't believe in the economic theory of history, the political theory of history, or any. There's a simple theory of history. Averis called service, mitzvahs called brachas. Very simple. And in this week's Parsha B'chuk Kosai, there's an aver of Keri. Keri is the world today. Why was there October 7th? What happened in Simchas Torah? I have to understand Hamas this, Hamas that, Hamas the other thing. Rama says, you say that, that's the aver of Keri. HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs history. Because of Averis. In that instance, it was very, very clear what was happening. You have to be blind not to see what was happening. There were 14 yeshuvim in the Negev. Four were completely Shomer Shabbos. They weren't touched. In the plans of the attack, they wanted to attack the yeshiva in Tifrach, Vals and Bachram, singing and dancing in Simchas Torah with no weapons. And that was very documented in all their plans. And they came, and they saw the place was in, they saw a place inflamed in fire. So they said, someone's here already, and they left. It was not inflamed in fire. The Bachar inside Yeshiva and Tirfach were dancing away on Simchas Torah, without totally unaware what was happening outside. It was saved. Yeshiva and Ofakim, the same thing. The four Yeshuvim that were 100% Shomer Shabbos weren't touched. The other 10 Yeshuvim were touched. You don't see that, you're blind. But more than that, we were in a very difficult situation before Yom Kippur that year. For years and years and years, there was a group of people who organized the Yom Kippur service for unaffiliated. It was held in a public place. Of course, there was a machitza there. And for the first time in years and years, the Seder Tel Aviv says, no, can't have a machitza. Discrimination against women. But the people wanted it. They've been going there for years. Too bad. And there was violence there, taking down the machitza, fighting. And then there were plans to always have Hakofa Shnios with a machitza in Tel Aviv. The city outlawed it. Well, there were no Hakofa Shnios that year because it was a war. And instead of attacking the yeshiva in Tifrach, there was a music festival. What was the music festival? Drugs, znos. And it was organized by a group, Nova. It's the Nova. So go on. If you ever want to do a computer search, what was Nova? It was very simple in general. It's a sort of Eastern New Age type of Avodah Zarah. But there was supposed to be a ceremony with a big pesel there at sunrise, at Shkia, at Netzach Hama. That never happened. They attacked before. And immediately after, and what was the complaint about all of this Yom Kippur and Hakofa Shnios, we don't want Bnei Brak coming to Tel Aviv. The secular city, we demand to be kept secular. Immediately when the war broke out, something that was very interesting happened. The army all of a sudden had to provide food before they set up all their kitchens. So they took 100 treif restaurants in Tel Aviv and made them kosher, so they could supply food. If you didn't see that, you were blind. Most people want to be blind. They don't want to understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs history. And history is run with a very, very simple HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running it. Oh yes, he uses Hamas and everything. But the fact that Israel had unbelievable military intelligence. They knew exactly where Khamenei and all his things to bomb him and kill him. They knew exactly what's happening in every bedroom in Tehran. They didn't know what was happening next door. With Hamas. How does such a thing happen? It's a pasuk, Hashmei Levu Amaza. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he wants the intelligence to work, works. When he doesn't want the intelligence to work, they're blind. HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. And that's what B'chu Kosai is all about. That is Bahar. And we have to do this before Shavuos. When we makabel the Torah, we have to understand the world is run by a simple equation. Mitzvos Averis. That is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. It's a very simple equation. the calculations are simple. Mitzvahs being bracha, averus being klala. Now, being Jewish means being part of a bris. How did the Jew, we discussed this last night, how did we become Jewish the way we are Jewish today? There was a mass gerus at Har Sinai. Mila, tefillah, and carbon. Being Jewish means making a bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what being Jewish means. A bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, V'atem tilu mamleches kohanim v'goy kadosh. We read that in Shavuot in the morning. Mamleches kohanim v'goy kadosh. What does that mean? It means very, very simple. What makes us a nation? We have the best Air Force? No. We have the best Army? No. We have the best startup nation? No. That's not what makes us a nation. We're a spiritual nation. Well, you need to survive. Of course you need to survive. But we say a very simple thing. Every day in our davening, we say, Eile Berecha v'Eile Besusim, V'Achtav Hashem V'Shem Ken Aske. But they tell you out there, but David HaMelech was a mighty warrior. Okay, that's very nice, but they never read the Psukim. David HaMelech went to confront Goliath. Goliath was this mighty warrior with all his armor and all his ammunition. What did David HaMelech say? He had just a slingshot. So they made fun of him. You're going against this mighty warrior with all his ammunition and all his armor, and you're just a little boy with a slingshot. David HaMelech says, I'm not fighting him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is fighting him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to win with my slingshot. I win against this mighty warrior with all his ammunition and all his armor. And David HaMelech is a mighty warrior. He said where it's at. And then, before Shavuos, we also read another thing. Parshas Bahar. Parshas Bahar is one of the most striking parshas in the Torah. It says every 6 years you do work the field, talking to an agricultural society. In the seventh year, no, you don't work the field. Whatever grows, grows. And it's all hefka. So you're telling a farmer, he's built up his fields for 6 years. Unbelievable crop. Listen, he has a chassid coming up. He has to marry off his daughter. He needs money. Nothing doing the seventh year. Oh, well, I have trees. Hefka, anyone who wants to come and take it. How's that going to work? If it's CVC, it's because I'm taking care. Once every 7 years, you do nothing. I take care. And then there's Yovel. It means in the year 49, you don't do anything. In the year 50, you don't. 2 years in a row, you do nothing. So, manocha. If you trust me, I'll take care of you. And we're talking about a deep emuna in how the world is run. It's run with brachos and klalos. Now, this is a very interesting thing. The Rambam writes in Perek Yud Beis, Perek Yud Gimel, Hilchos Yisurei Bia. V'shlosh dvarim nichtasu avoseinu libris. He says, that's how they became Jewish at Har Sinai. V'chein l'doros, k'yirtza ha'goy l'hikones libris, V'histofef tachas kamfei ha'shchina, v'yikabal ol Torah, chmilo tfilo ha'tzoz korban. Okay. And then he says, some who comes to be mezgaya, what do you do? What do you do with them? He says, You tell him mitzvahs, and he says, you tell him also that, and not so simple, you tell him that there's an onesh. Ruth says, Basher Tomusi Omus. I'm accepting of myself Dalud Misos Bezdin. That I know when I'm a Kabbal Shabbos, I know if I'm a Chalav Shabbos, I'll be killed. Part of Rus's Geirus was what? Basher Tomusi Omus for Shomekover. And that is what we tell every Ger. We tell him, you know, the Jewish people are persecuted in this world. Why are we persecuted? Because we're different. Are you willing to accept the reality of Jewish history? Reality of Jewish history is determined by mitzvahs and averus. Very simple thing. Now, he has to agree to that. He has to agree to take the consequences. It's not just Yiddishkeit is geschmack. You know, there's a song, geschmack to be a Jew. Okay. The biggest thing today is geschmack. Okay. Now, but you don't tell the guy, guess what? You got to become Jewish, it's geschmack. You want to become a Jew? Of course, it's the most wonderful thing in the world. Every day we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shalom Sani Goy. But that comes afterwards. You're willing to take the whole package is the most wonderful thing in the world. I can't imagine. Why anyone would want to live a life being a goy? But that's not what you tell the guy. That's not what Rus followed Naomi. And Naomi says, go back. You have to understand Rus and Orpah. Very interesting, two women, two sisters, the daughters of Eglon Melech Moav. And they married very choshevi young men. Wealthy Jews who came to live in Moav. But then, it's interesting what their names were, they died. The Chazal tells us why they died. Not because they did anything that was not healthy because of Averus. And their names are interesting names. Machlon, illness, kill you on destruction. And then Naomi's going back to stay Moav. And what does it mean? Naomi's going back to stay Moav. How is she going to have Parnassus? Parnassus is going to come from Matnas Aniyim, Leket Shikron Beyim. You have the two daughters of Eglon Moav's Moav. She said, go back to your royal home. Get married again. What are you doing here? What does Ruth say? Lokai, Amech Ami, Lokayach Lokoi, Pashetelech Elech, Pashetamusi, almost, Vashomekovah. No. I don't care if I'm just going to be collecting Lech Lechichem Pei. No. And then, what is it? She comes back, no, this is a whole way of life. I'm accepting all the consequences of it. It's an unbelievable statement. What it means to Mekabel the Torah. There's a certain person. He had grown up as a good Christian. very religious Christian had grown up. And then he sort of became disenchanted with it. And he had Jewish friends. Remember, he was sitting with me here in Yerushalayim. He wants to go through a Gerus. His first name was Patrick. Okay. So I said, Patrick, a good Jewish name. His name was Patrick. I said, Patrick, you're 40 years old. You don't have much of a parnosa. You become Jewish. What sort of shidduch are you going to have? Where are you going? And he turned to me and said, you know, you're right, but I don't care. I see what sort of life the people have where I came from. I see the sort of life you people have. It's a whole different life. So it's not going to be easy for me. Not going to be easy for me. And if Patrick, you really want it. And then he got into a fight with his Gerus counselor. Why? The Gerus was scheduled for a few weeks after Pesach. And he insisted the Gerus had to be before Pesach. He wanted to be able to sit as Seder as a Jew. Knowing all the consequences, okay? He was willing to accept it. He was making a bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Somehow, he saw this difference. Rama says, V'chein l'doros. K'sheyitza ha'goy. V'koneis l'bris u'histofev tachas ha'shchina. He says, I want to make a bris. And what's a bris? Torah and mitzvahs, amukabel mitzvahs. No. That's not enough. Part of being a Jew is you want a kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with Yisrael. Where did Ram get that from? Where? When Boaz talks about Ruth, Shabbos alach sos tachas knofov. What was your motivation? A keshe with HaKadosh Baruch on a whole different level. That's being Jewish. Now, we have a very interesting thing in Rambam Mehilchos Melachim. Rambam Mehilchos Melachim says that someone who doesn't believe in Mashiach is a kofa b'yikra. Rambam also says someone who doesn't want Mashiach to come in a machakil, because he's not waiting anxiously for him to come, is also called for break. Wait a second. That means you have a man. He's tremendous wealth. He owns a massive business wherever in Chutz Laretz. Massive properties. He's a good for a man. Listen, I'm going to give all of this up. What if you have I'm living a good life? Who needs it? He's a kofa b'yikra. Why? Why is he kofa b'yikra? Strange Rambam. Rambam says, very strange Rambam. Rambam says like this. HaMelech, he says, but anyone who does lo b'nevuas moshe, lo b'nevuas shar nevim, is a kofa kol anevim. So, why? Why is he kofer? The answer is as follows. Why do we want Mashiach? So we won't have to go into the army? Why? Rambam's Loshen. Chol mi she'enu ma'am bimbo, o mi she'enu mechaki libiyoso, lo b'shar nevi'im bilvad hu kofel b'toros Moshe Rabbeinu, Torah u'Moshe Rabbeinu. Shemei Torah hidu lo, sh'nema v'shav alachim v'shvusfa. But all the Torah says is going to come. So why is it, he says, that someone who doesn't want it to come, I know he's going to come, but I'm not waiting for it. I'm having a good life here. I have my business. I have my 5 Teslas. I have my mansion. I have 4 homes. The answer is as follows. Ramses. Osavu ha-Nevi'im ha-Chachomim yimos ha-Mashiach. So why are we waiting for Mashiach? Lo kedei sheyishtu al kol olam. Not that we're going to rule the world. Wish we will. Lo kedei sheyirdu b'goyim. No. Rosh Hashanah also mamim. Lo kedei lecho v'lishtos for the smach. So we're going to have such a wonderful time. We won't have to worry about everything. No. El kedei sheyupnuyim b'toru v'chachmoso. So we're able to learn Torah all day. Wow. It's an amazing statement. What are we looking forward to when we say Mashiach has to come? We're going to be able to learn Torah, which is the most wonderful thing in the world. He says, Loya b'noges, that no one's going to oppress us, umavato, and no one is going to, there won't be any batola. That means say it'll begin at time and straight learning straight through all day. And that's what we're looking forward to. And someone who's not looking forward to it is a kofa b'yikr. Just imagine. Rama says. Just imagine what the man is saying here. You know, all the people say the Rambam didn't believe in learning Torah. I mean, this is a big statement here. Rabbal says, man, we'll have all the food, we'll have melchama, we'll have kina, no jealousy, we'll have tachris, shatoviyim, we'll sperus harbe. Everything, why will HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring such a plenty that we'll be able to ingest, enjoy life easily? You know why? Chol ha-madan v'tzink off. We'll understand all the difficult parts of the Torah. Okay. The answer is very simple. What does it mean to be a Jew? This tofet tachos kafash mean. I want the biggest kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I can get. And if you don't want the biggest kesher that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can get, you're missing the fundamentals of what it means to be a Jew. So the Rambam says. That means we're looking forward to the time. I don't have to worry. My breakfast will be there. My lunch will be there. Whatever I want to eat will be there. And I'll be able to sit and learn all day. I won't have to worry about chavrusas anymore or all the stuff I have to worry about. Just be able to sit and learn, calm, easy. Then I'll be able to get the maximum kesher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I can get. And that's why we're looking forward to Mashiach. Now, stop and think. And where did the Rambam get this from? He says, being Jewish is tofef tachas kamfei hashchina. Being Jewish, when a guy wants to become Jewish, he has to want to make a bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because that's going to make him close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He'll be Dov Tachas Kam for Yashchina. And how does he do it? By Mekabel all mitzvahs, What is all mitzvahs? Mitzvahs, not mitzvahs when it's good, when it's geschmack. It's mitzvahs when it's good, it's easy, or when it's bad. He has to go through bris milah, tevilah, and korban. And this is what was, this is shvuas from Mekabel the Torah all over again. Kabbalah the Torah means we have to want to re-accept the bris and tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu we want a close kesher to you. And the Rambam says, what's the close kesher? That you pnuyim bat Torah v'chachmosa v'yosum nogesh v'mavata. What we have here is an incredible, incredible, incredible statement of the definition of a Jew. And the Rambam says, if you're not looking forward to a time when I have nothing to do but Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu all day without any distractions, and that doesn't really grab you and you're waiting for it, you're a kofi b'yikar. Everyone, is this kfir, that kfir, that? Is evolution kfir, evolution not kfir? No. Rambam doesn't get into that. Just stop and think what's being said here. And stop what's being said to people who do have the opportunity to sit and learn all day. We're coming to Shavuos. Nasa v'nishma. Shavuos morning, during Kriyas HaTorah, we stand for Aseres HaDibros, because that's Kabbalah HaTorah. We have to think through, as we're going through Sfira, what it is Kabbalah HaTorah is, and what does it mean to be Jewish? Rama says, to be Jewish means, I want the maximum kesher with HaKadosh Baruch I have, and someday I'll be able to get it, there'll be zero distractions, I'll be sitting and learning Torah all day. And that has to be something we're looking forward to, unbelievable excitement. You know, they think, we want Mashiach now. Okay. Why? To sit and learn Torah all day.